Come a little piece of the Lord's undying light. Crying like you swallowed the fire. And Dad's mother's arms was all the beauty I could take. Like I'm missing words to some prayer. Well, that I could never make. Oh, in a world.
All right, it's 8:24. Show getting out from under us. Red Zone on your radio, 6 to 9 daily. 92 on the ticket, the proud number one sports radio station in Northwest Arkansas for 7 years and running. I've had the pleasure for being here for 5.5 of them, and absolutely love it here in Northwest Arkansas. Really appreciate all you folks who have made the Red Zone a part of your daily routine, and I really appreciate all the folks who have helped the show continue to move forward. Eric the Red held a big part of that, really enjoying Ease Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. Check that out after Fayetteville games every Friday night all fall long on 92 on the ticket, presented by McDonald's of Northwest Arkansas, where you can get breakfast all day. I heard the ad last night. Don't tell me advertising doesn't work. Of course it does. I heard the ad last night on the ticket before I went to bed. Always, you know, Radio PD Land, you're checking on the station, make sure you're on the air as much as you can. I heard the ad. It must have worked because I woke up this morning and Miss Megan is up with little Liz and she's like, do you want me to make you some cereal or do you want some yogurt? I'm going to McDonald's, babe. I gotta have a sausage McMuffin to start
sometimes
the day.
Sometimes you just have to.
And I did, and it was delicious. So thanks to McDonald's in Northwest Arkansas for presenting the Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. Eric, you sound like you're having a lot of fun with that.
Oh, you better believe it. I think it's only going to get better since conference play is starting up.
Right?
I mean, we went through 3 weeks of non-conference, had a couple of really good games, a couple snoozers, but it's conference time.
It is.
Arkansas and Arkansas action.
I'm really curious to see if Rodgers can hang with Harbor this weekend. Rodgers home in that game. Rodgers 3-0.
Harbor's really good defense. Rodgers really good offense.
That'll be a good one. Check out E! After the Fayetteville games for an hour on Friday nights all season long. We got a lot going on in Fayetteville right now. We'll get to Did I Hear That Right in a few minutes. Before that, time to talk some more local. You know, we're all about the local on this show. And one of the biggest racing events in the country, certainly in the Midwest, is the Chili Pepper Festival each and every year. And it goes down a week from Saturday, and the luncheon is set for a week from today. And Jay Lewis, who is the race director, is nice enough to join us right now for a few minutes. Fill us in on that. Jay, thank you so much
for
joining us here today. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, it's that time of year. You start seeing the maples start changing, and you know the chili pepper is right around the corner.
Well, you do, and that's always a great thing, right, Jay? It gives you the opportunity to get out and about, enjoy some of the fresh air, and give you, you know, a chance to see what you can do with the legs. Jay, one of the things I love – well, why don't we start with the history first? How many years have you been race director for now?
I've worked with them for 7 years.
That's incredible.
That's a lot of fun.
How many years has the Chili Pepper Festival been in existence? I'm thinking a couple of decades.
28.
Oh, well, way more than a couple decades, almost 3 decades.
Can you believe it?
What are the origins of this? Who started this thing, Jay?
Well, Joe Fennell, who owns Bordino's.
I know Joe very
well. He was running with the coach at the time of Fayetteville High, and he goes, hey, what's your budget for cross country? And, you know, O'Mara looks at it, it's $100. And they just couldn't stand that. So they said, oh, we got to do something about that.
Right.
So they started a 10K just to raise money for it. And then over time, you know, the Razorbacks have such an outstanding program that they have a home meet. And then the Purple Bulldog Invitational, which is Fayetteville, they have a home meet, and then they all got together and said, hey, let's combine these things and just create a big atmosphere. And that was back in 88.
Wow. How do you best describe what the Chili Pepper Festival is? It's a racing event, but it really, a lot of it's about the proceeds for the local schools. So it's not a youth event. How would you describe it?
Gosh, it's in our name. It's a festival, a running festival, and you end up having all these diverse runners. You've got the top athletes in the country from college, and the high schoolers come to watch them, and then they do their own races. Mm-hmm. So you have all these screaming parents at the high school and junior high level, and then you have people like us that'll come out and run a 5K, 10K mm-hmm. for fun or to support it. And you're out, it's like you're playing at AT&T Stadium. If you're a football player, you're on the field, but you're on the Razorbacks' home turf.
Right.
You're running on one of the best cross-country courses in the country. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing atmosphere because you've got 10,000 people in a field screaming at the same time.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is not a tennis match
at all. No, it's not. ChiliPepperFestival.org. Is that the website?
That's right. Now, you can still sign up.
Still sign up. Give me the age parameters. From what age to what age?
Well, if you're doing the open event, the 5K, 10K, or 1 mile, any age. We've got people from 5 or 6 years old to 80 doing that.
Wow.
But, you know, the crux of the event is to support the high schools. And so we'll have 4,000 high school, junior high athletes from around the state, some as far as Texas, that's Missouri, incredible. Oklahoma. There's some teams from Tennessee this year.
Wow.
So it's a
big deal.
Yeah.
You said 10,000. Is that an accurate number? How many runners do you have in this event?
There'll be over 5,000
runners.
Over
5. How many people come into town for this? I would think 10 to 20 come into town.
It's hard to say because you're in the middle of a field, but it's 10,000 people in that field.
Okay.
And
how much to race? What's the price for somebody to enter into a race?
If you want to run the open events, it's $25.
So affordable.
Yes. And the proceeds go to the local high schools.
Which is awesome. Awards, prizes for the winners, I would think. Something, right?
Yeah, it's been a great tradition that we have local artists. One's Kelly Wilkes, who paints pottery. And there'll always be a special theme of the year.
That's awesome.
For the top winners in the open divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's something that these people cherish. And you'll go in their house or something, have friends that win, and they'll have that on their mantle.
Right?
You know, it's so unique.
That's fantastic. So there's a theme every year. This is unique, handcrafted stuff. The kind of stuff, I like how you say that, you put up in your mantle or in your living room. Made a trip to Taos, New Mexico this summer, and some of the pottery out there is amazing. The wife brought home two or three of those, and they're in our living room. So I can only imagine how this unique stuff from your festival, how much that means to people. Jay, you said you can still get in on the race. Tell me about the events set for next week. Wednesday's the luncheon, but Saturday's the race day, right?
Yeah, we have a kind of a warm-up 1 mile on Friday night. So you might
loosen up
a little bit, get a 5K and a 10K for the open divisions.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get into the meat of it, where you have the college men, college women, high school races, and junior high. And they're all very competitive. But, you know, if you're an individual out there and you want to take part in it, not too late. Jump in. You can come out and watch on Friday, Saturday. It's really entertaining.
What's the longest race?
The 10K.
The 10K.
And the college men run an 8K.
Okay.
Which is strategic.
5 miles?
It's strategic for them in getting ready for the SEC meet, which is also here, which is really great because you'll have some teams coming in here for a preview of the course.
So, proceeds. We got to get into that. This all goes for a great cause. How does that work? I mean, clearly you guys got to be able to pay for, right, the facilities. We were talking about that. You got to provide for a lot of people. But then you're also able to give back to the area as specific as you can be. How does that work? How much are you able to give to local track programs?
We've had great success over the years through people registering, teams coming, and sponsorships. And we've been able to give schools in the area, you know, totaling this year up to $56,000. So, and the life of the event, so 28 years, so we're going to cross this really great threshold. It'll be $500,000 back to schools.
That's incredible.
You know, and this is just a little old meat.
It's a lot more than that, Jay. How do you decide? I like your self-deprecating nature. How do you decide how much money each school gets?
Well, we've had some schools that have partnered with us. It's not a free ride because we ask them to provide some volunteers to help us set up the course, manage the crowds, feed the athletes,
right,
sell some T-shirts. So you end up with 200 or 300 volunteers out there from these schools. So, like, for instance, Fayetteville mm-hmm. has been long-term partner. And so they'll end up having about $5,000 given to them to support their school cross-country. And Bentonville, Rogers, and Springdale. So you'll have, those are the larger schools that have been in 7A for quite a while. And then we've added Siloam Springs recently, which is a 6A school.
Right.
And they're always in the hunt for the state championship. And by all means, does the money help these kids? You bet. Because
yeah,
it makes these teams more competitive at the state level, gives them something great to do. I mean, how many kids can get in trouble when they're running after school and then they're too dang tired, right?
That's a good thought. Oh,
they're hungry. They just want to go to McDonald's
right?
and eat something.
Right? Well, sausage McMuffin for dinner now. Plug McDonald's in Northwest Arkansas again. Jay, do you run in the race?
I am too busy running the race.
Take a break. That's not going to fly here. So you got to jump in one of these. What about the Friday
night? I
tell you
what, I have run in that race several times before I started helping to put it on. And it's always fun.
All right. I like to, when I get a chance on the weekends, go run around Lake Fayetteville, which is beautiful. One of my happy places.
It's amazing.
It is. That's 5.5 miles the whole way around. It's hard to run around that with the hills and all that. But it's a really, really relaxing, nice thing. And I found myself, I'm not very fast, but it definitely makes you feel really good. What are a couple of the things that you really like most about running? I know runners tend to be very passionate about one of their favorite hobbies. What is it, do you think, that makes running so special to so many people?
Well, the one thing that our group really believes in, it's a lifelong pursuit for many people. Mm-hmm. And what it does when you get kids introduced to it earlier, that it's something that they can take with them. You know, nothing against team sports, you know, like football, baseball, basketball, but cross country is unique because nobody sits on the bench, right? Everybody's out there. Everybody can contribute.
That's a good point.
And it is a very team sport,
mm-hmm.
but the individual can carry on, you know, their love of it for the rest of their life.
I mean, I go out there and I just had a glance. I can tell they're a little older than me and I'm no young spring chicken anymore, but I see people in their 50s, in their 60s, maybe even older, and they are flying past me out there. I mean, these people look like, you know, they could run till they're 100 years old. You can do that thing pretty
yeah,
much
you
your
bet.
Whole life, can't you?
You bet. Of course, some of those guys are made out of chicken wire and gristle.
Some of them have weights on their hips. Like, what is wrong with you? How are you doing that? These guys are incredible, incredible shape. Guys division, girls division, there's no unisex events, huh? There's a winner in each? How does that work?
Right. Well, on the open events, everybody runs together, but they are scored separately, so there's a male winner, female winner. But I tell you what, on the open 5K, there's several, I'd say, red shirt type situations for the lady Razorbacks.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to whip people.
I would think.
Okay, and that'll be an awesome sight to see. Those gals running.
Just going flying past everybody else.
Yeah, there'll be some guys that have to swallow a lump of pride.
Well, good for them. They deserve it. They need it. My wife makes sure, you know, I'm doing that every day. She keeps me in check. Nothing wrong with that. Jay, Fayetteville's a special place when it comes to racing and running and all that. Called unofficial, I guess, the track capital of the world. The track programs at the U of A are second to none. And it sure sounds like the U stuff continues to expand. I feel like your deal gets bigger and bigger every year, doesn't it?
It sure seems to, and we have wonderful support from the schools and definitely the university hosting us.
Right.
And the coaches of Bucknum and Harder are always behind us and really enjoy it. And they love to see the high school students out there and hear the stories of the coaches and how it's growing the sport at a grassroots level.
Pretty fantastic. Jay Lewis, folks, race director, the Chili Pepper Festival. Go online, chilipepperfestival.org. Not too late to register. If you run in the race, what do you get? Just, you know, the glory of showing up, or do you?
Well,
get...
Jose's of Springdale is basically throwing a picnic for about 5,000 or 6,000 people. All the runners get to eat free.
Awesome.
If you're a spectator, you can donate $5 and join in.
Awesome.
So it's a little bit different twist than a goodie bag. We give you a feed bag.
Hey, we'll take it. It's all about what you can get here. And that's in addition to getting the chance to support a really great cause. Jay, we're going to keep talking about this all week long, certainly into next week too, okay?
I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show again today. It was nice to see you again.
Good to see you, and keep running.
Hey, I'll try. I need to pick up my game now. You got me motivated here. Jay Lewis, folks, he's the race director for the Chili Pepper Festival, one of the biggest running festivals, certainly in all of the Midwest, if not the country. One of the longest running, too. 28th year with proceeds going to benefit youth running programs and high school programs around the area. We'll take a quick break at 8:38. Come back. Still got to play a piece of audio for you. And I did I hear that right segment, the one we do each and every week. And the great Harry King before what we learn in wrap-up time at 9 o'clock on the Red Zone.